Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of God's Word Life Source Ministries Podcast, podcasting from godsword.eprn.us. The scripture reading today is taken from the book of Romans, chapter 12, verse 16. From the Revised Standard Version of the Bible, and reads thusly: Rejoice with those who rejoice, weep with those who weep. Today's message is entitled A Word on Empathy. A Word on Empathy. According to the Oxford Languages Dictionary, empathy means the ability to understand and share the feelings of another by putting yourself in the other person's or person's shoes. Now, empathy is not to be confused with sympathy. Sympathy is a whole other outlook or aspect of things. But sometimes we tend to use these words interchangeably, and we need to understand that the two words are not interchangeable. Sympathy does not help us build deep connections with others. Sympathy does not allow us to see from someone else's perspective. Sympathy only offers us a surface level understanding. You might ask, how can one practice empathy? For starters, one can listen actively instead of focusing on what to say next. Oftentimes, people begin to talk, and we have the posture of listening, but actually, we're thinking and formulating in our own minds how we're going to respond to what they're saying. Well, what do I say next? The main thing you need to do is listen carefully and closely to what someone is telling you. Also, watch their body language. Listen to their tone of voice. Focusing on your own response can easily cause you to miss these cues. Repeat in your own words what someone has said, or repeat in your own words something you've heard. For example, you can say, what I'm hearing is your opinion doesn't matter as a group participant because Janiah and Zachary speak over you. Is this accurate? Now, when using this approach, the burden is on you and not on the other person. So if you heard or misunderstood something, the other person has an opportunity to correct you. Also, you can practice empathy by understanding what the other person needs. We all have our own unique individual makeup. Therefore, we all have different needs that are germane to us. So don't jump to the conclusion that you automatically know what somebody needs when they tell you what they're going through. Just use your hearing abilities and listening skills to figure out what they need. Then, if you're not sure, just simply ask them what it is that they need, because in assuming that you know what they need, you could end up providing them with the wrong kind of support. And in many instances, that can actually be disastrous. You see, empathy is love in action. It is the ability to understand and share the feelings of another. And as Christians, we are to have empathy and compassion toward others as the Lord has for us. Empathy as it relates to a person's need for a place to stay, their need for nourishing food, a need for a listening ear, the need for acceptance, and a sincere quest for salvation. Do you know someone with whom you can rejoice or weep with today? The closing song is entitled Compassion by Dottie Peoples.
Do we follow his example? encourage me to someone in need of some. If we're going to reach the lost, we must see needs and not false. We must show compassion in order to be like the Lord.
Reverend Gloria Hicks McLaughlin of godsword.eprn.us, with a special note of thanks to everyone for tuning in to my podcast of meditations, informative talks, sermonettes, and sermons. Be encouraged to listen to the scripture readings as well. Manifold blessings and thanks to all listeners.
You are now able to enjoy exquisite coffee and espresso by Exquisite Barista from the comfort of your home or office. Now delivering our exquisite collection of coffee blends and flavors right to you. Visit exquisitebarista.com, click the Sip Something New button, and explore the open coffee shop selection. Feel free to give me a call or text message at 704-727-6141. We're still in business to give our customers the best service and unique luxury experience that will continue to go above and beyond.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, www.eprn.us.